So she's lying on my chest in bed, because Holly loves falling asleep on me. And I'm cuddling her, and out of nowhere, she tells me about her first time, because she was only 16 at this party, and she was drunk. And this bloke and his mate decided to take advantage. And she tells me about it. And I think about it. After a while, she falls asleep, and I begin to sob my heart, and I hold her, and I kiss her, and I cry like I've never, or will ever. So I write a confession. But that doesn't do it justice. So the next night, I go out and hit some ex-public school boy, but that doesn't do it justice, and I start to realise what this is I've got to carry around. And I walk straight to the top of a multi-story and, honest to God, think about jumping off. But that doesn't do it justice. So I jump. And when I hit the ground, I die. And I lay back and think, thank fuck for that. And I float. I realised we were different on a rainy morning in 1987. I was sitting in assembly in the 1960s style shoddily built concrete comprehensive. I was 13 years old, surrounded by a mass of other academic non-achievers, listening to an old battle-weary teacher lecturing us on how we should aim to be more than just farmers, brickies and hairdressers. It was a waste of time. We were firmly set, like our fathers and grandfathers before us, on being what we were and had always been. Hefted. No one ever mentioned university in this school. People that went away ceased to belong. They changed and could never really come back. We knew that in our bones. So I was daydreaming, wondering what the men on our farm were doing. When I realised that the assembly was about the valleys of our Lake District, I switched on. Curiously, she knew and claimed to love our land. But she loved a wild landscape, full of mountains and lakes lightly peopled with the folk I'd never met. She kept going on about someone called Wordsworth. I'd never heard of him. I don't think anyone in that hall who wasn't a teacher had.